Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck this is, man. PSA Radio, we here, live and direct. My bro Dre 3 Letterman, what is good? Yo. 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 Yo, can you hear me? Yo. 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 Yo, yo. Yo. You can hear me, right?
I got the house phone and the cell phone.
No,
hold on.
No, you're good. We on right now. Because I have you merged in, but let's see if we can get her on. Let's see what we can do. Well, let's intro it. Let's go over everything that happened. We're going to intro official. So let's say what happened. Queen of the Ring is supposed to go down this past weekend. I believe yesterday. Everybody who's anybody in battle rap was up on it. They got the rap on it. What happened? Bad wasn't right. We saw Devo talk about it. We saw Disaster talk about it. Official, it is not Lush One's fault is what ended up being the premise of it. But let's get one of the battlers from the main event that was supposed to be down there. Official, what's good? Official, what's good?
Yo, oh. Is she on?
Yeah. It has to be Blog Talk, bro. Huh?
Yo, she had nothing but music, she said, though, Timbo.
Huh?
She said she had nothing but music.
Check the picture I just sent you. Check your phone. Real quick.
Yeah, so she's on, right?
Yeah, she's live, but we can't hear nothing, just like when you called in.
Yo, you wanna call in three-way?
I can't, because we can only do two.
So I can't call through on my phone?
You could, yeah, try from yours.
All right. Hello?
You?
Alright, hold on.
Blog Talk, man.
Hello?
Jimbo. Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, intro in. She on right now with us, B3-way.
Oh, yeah. Fine. We got official here straight off with Queen of the Ring. They were out in L.A. It was supposed to go down yesterday, but as we know, everybody in the battle rap world, it did not happen. Not go down. So we're gonna get the real details on it. Official, what's good?
What's good? What's good? What y'all have done today?
Official, man. I don't even know where to fucking start at. I mean, like, listen, I've been seeing this shit on 15 Minutes of Fame, and your disaster facial expressions tells the whole fucking story. Like, can you just tell us the events for the people? Because we was looking forward to this shit, man. First time, gender, you know, mixed gender battle,
wow,
girls against dudes. This is the first time battle rap history. This is history right here.
Wow.
What? Can you just walk us through when you went on the fucking plane? Because usually, y'all get your first half up front, right?
Right. It's a crazy story. We get our first half. We already get a deposit, you know what I'm saying? And usually, most battles, you get the rest of your money after you come off the stage, you get the rest of your money. But this particular time, we put in a contract that we were going to get paid before the battles because it was a new league and we didn't really, you know how niggas was moving. Now, Debo, from the beginning, Debo came, some time ago, I would say 3 weeks ago, and he was like, yo, I don't really like how niggas moving. Like, it's starting to look funny or something. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? You know, it's like, yo, some people fly for late. They're taking long with hotels. You know, things like that. So I'm like, yo, Debo, just calm down. You know, nobody's going to, you know, have us fly out there without having us a hotel or whatever. You know, man, you just panicking or whatever. So I fly out, Thursday. I'm the first chick to fly out. Me and 40 flew out on Thursday. Everybody else flew out after that. He picked me up from the airport, the dude who's, you know, put the event together and everything. He picked me up from the airport, and he was cool, you know what I'm saying? He was talking about the event later on, you know, getting prepared, and everything really seemed legit. But as time was coming closer, it was situations to where it was still shaky, I think, when I was in a room, the card declined one morning, and it was like, yo, it's checkout time. The card declined on the room, and I had to call. So, you know, stuff like this is not good going into battle. So we already as a whole, if they don't have our money, we not going on. I'm like, yo, I'm with this shit. If they don't have one person money, they can't say, yo, official, we got the money for you in disaster, but we don't have no money for each other. No, they can't do none of that. We all got to get all our money. That, you know, ain't no shit going on.
Y'all going as a unit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all some unit because we're out here together now. You know, it's different when we're in New York, but we're all carried together. So we all as one. So Debo, we not – they got to drop that bag first. So I'm like, yo, I'm all with it. I called disaster before the battle when my room, you know, got canceled. You know, the shit happened. I'm like, yo, Diz, let me tell you what happened. He's like, I don't know, official. I talked to these niggas. They say they got the money. He didn't say niggas, but I talked to them. They say they got the money. I'm a believer.
It's all good. Disaster's a nigga anyway. Disaster's a nigga, guys.
So he was like, they must got the money, you know what I'm saying? They got the money. I'm like, you know, I agree with that because I'm still in the mind frame of why get us here, you know, flight, hotel, deposit. I'm not the type to panic fast, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no, y'all are just over exaggerating. I'm like, yo, it's probably going to be cool, you know? So as we get to the event now, everybody went to the event. The door's open for 4:30. I didn't get there till 7:30. So that means, the fans was already there for, 2-3 hours. And I was there for, 45 minutes. So I'm like, wait, when is the event starting? Yo, Debo, what's going on? Debo was like, yo, I told niggas, they tried to mic up Norma, tried to mic her up, yo, y'all ready? Let's go. So I don't think Norma wasn't in the little crew that when we talked about, you know, we getting our pins first and all that. Norma didn't really know, so Norma, I guess, was hiring it.
You breaking up.
I'm sorry?
You breaking up a little bit, yeah.
Okay, I said, yeah. Norma was, ready to go on. She wasn't really in the little crew with us when we was talking about, yo, they got to give us our breakfast. So when people ran into her, yo, no battling until you get your money, she was like, all right, cool. So as time going by, I'm like, yo, Debo, what's going on? He's like, yo, them niggas telling me, yo, they coming with the bread. Give them a minute. But no, like, they tried to get us to go on, but, like, we're not going on. No, we are not going on without our paper. And next thing I know, Debo walked in. He's like, yo, everybody, y'all can get your shit. These niggas don't got no money. We about to leave. He's been over with. And that's what it was. The event was over with.
Wow.
For a while, the fans were standing there. They all in line. You know, the fans want their money back. They talking about the chick had disappeared. They're like, yo, where the chick at? The chick was gone. So about 30 minutes later, she comes. And they did give a refund to all of the fans. And that's pretty much it.
Wow.
Timbo, you wanna grab this one, Timbo?
I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's crazy because, you know, this was such like an event people were looking forward to. You know, the fans, everybody in battle rap, I feel like leagues too. So to hear it didn't go down, it's just like, yo, is it just another culture vulture thing? And we saw Diz say, you know, do you feel like it wasn't that? It was more so a lack of experience, like Diz said. It wasn't. They're not experienced in this.
Yo, listen, I'm going to tell you, it was definitely a lack of experience. They tried to big dog the situation. They wanted to make it so grand what other people were doing. They were telling us he was going to get picked up in limo. See, that's when I knew it was shaking. They were telling us he was going to
get gassing.
They were telling us he was going to be in certain hotels. He was in at those hotels. Like, I was already like, whoa, what's going on? But they were trying to make it look big. And I feel like they probably had sponsors and stuff. And he wasn't really the sponsor. The sponsor had sponsors, looked like. And maybe the sponsor for the sponsor didn't come through. But if you look at the building he had, yo, that building was crazy. That probably was like 20 racks for that building. Like, the stage he had the lightning lines. You know what I'm saying? And I think he couldn't have expected to make it off the door because, honestly, that wasn't enough to pay the battlers off of the door. And it only was, I tell y'all, no lie, it was like 50 people at the event.
Wow.
50?
The promotion was just so bad. Like, they didn't do no trailer or anything. Like, I went to the event. They did not have a lot of people there. I swear. It was like, I would say 50 to 60. I think the Queen of the Reef event the day before had more people there. Was more people showing up? I don't know. But at this time, it was like 4 or 5 hours in, and you don't know events.
Wow. So when you see the 40 to 50 people in attendance, when did you scratch your head like, hold on, something on the right here?
When I went in, I looked first because it was a really big building. You know, that can play a part sometimes. So when I looked from the outside, I was like, yo, I don't know, maybe there's people in there, like more people, you know. But when I really walked in, and you could tell, like, after the event, everybody was outside. There wasn't no block. So, like, imagine if the event got let out because it canceled. You know what I'm saying? That shit going to be filled. Even if a Queen of the Ring event, it wasn't filled like that. So it was to the point, Diz was already telling me, like, yo, official, I'm not even feeling this. Like, I'm not feeling the stage. They had the stage to where it was like total slaughter almost. The stage was in the middle, but up high to where the fans was like.
Inexperienced 101 right there.
Yeah, very, very, very. Like, yeah, they tried, but it just fell short. It just fell short. Like, Diz was already not feeling it. Like, it was just not good.
Yeah. Is it kind of a blessing in disguise, though, that it didn't go down? And because, I mean, if they did have your bread, you would have had to battle in front of 50 people, you know? You know what I'm saying? Is it kind of like a good thing that it didn't go down and that it could be rescheduled somewhere else?
Yeah, it's a thing because me and Biz are already trying to get it. He's saying, like, 2 weeks, you're trying to get it on that bunker car on King of the Dot.
There you go. That's where she'd be at. Oh, it should be on King of the Dot, in my opinion. Deadass.
Facts. I agree. But it was definitely like a crazy day. Like, and that's what I'm going to let you know. Like, us battlers, we didn't know. We was, you know, we started to suspect it was shaky, but nobody really knew that, yo, these niggas just go fall through. You know? And Debo had it. Yo, Debo was on it. Debo was ready to knock niggas out. He was like, yo, no money? It ain't happening. Everybody, let's go. Yo, we always buying Debo. Like, all right, let's go.
But there was no concern that you didn't get your first half. Like, that would have been red flag number one to me. Like,
we got our deposit.
No, the first half. You got your first half deposit before they popped off, you said?
Yeah, we got the deposits when we signed the contract.
Right. Okay. Part of stuff. Right.
We got our deposits like 2 months ago.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Damn.
So
people are saying like, yo, y'all had a free flip. No, like we went out there and like that's the pocket money. That shit was gone. We spending money going out here. Your hair,
right.
Man, we was really together. Yo, no bread. We in Cali living it up, smoking everything, eating.
Y'all lit. I feel you.
Y'all really was going to try this shit where y'all was going to let us battle and then tell us y'all didn't have our paper? So, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, Debo and Lux, it's not their fault because it wasn't really their event. It was like, this was the sponsor, and it was like, you know, you can't do a Queen of the Ring event or a Fresh Coast event without including, you know, Queen of the Ring and the Fresh Coast. So that's how Debo and Lux One came into. But they didn't have anything to do with paying us. They didn't have anything to do with none of that. The dude who picked me up from the airport, that nigga who put the event together, he had all of that. So that's why I don't want people to think like, you know, Lux One and Debo did it. They really just was, they was flying out to watch the event and just hold. You know what I'm saying? This was these people's event. Debo tried to take it up. He was like, yo, let me promote. Let me do all this. They didn't want him to. They wanted to do everything. And that shit was just a flop.
I mean, here's the thing. We're talking about it has to happen on the West Coast. Do you feel the same way? Like, yo, this is a West Coast battle. It should. It was meant to be that way in the first place. Is that how you feel?
I don't think Diz is supposed to be on the West Coast. I think this is definitely an advantage for Diz, if anything. But you know me. I battle outside of my home anyway, so it's not really a problem with me. But I don't feel like it's a... It should just go down the West Coast. It go down anywhere. We come to the South. He ain't about coming to the South.
Official, you got to excuse my brother Timbo. He's from Cali. I think he's trying to hit, but I'm telling you that he wants that shit in Cali so he can go to the motherfucking event, but I am saying it.
No, I don't
want to
say that. Where was that yesterday, Timbo?
Huh?
Where you was at yesterday then?
Oh, hell, uh-oh. I wasn't one of those 50 people. I'll tell you that. I support you guys, but yo, I ain't making that 2-hour drive. But yo, that's the thing though. It was supposed to go down, and I mean, if it's there, and like you said, there was no heavy promo. If it was promoed better, there's a chance I probably
That was kind of wild. There's no promo. That was kind of wild. No promo.
You know,
listen, they flyer was trash. Debo had to redo the flyer. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if it was promo dope, if there was flyers making it crazy, if they sold me the dream and they sold the fight, I'd be up there. I'm not even going to lie. But I didn't see shit about it. I saw a card, and that was it. I didn't see nobody else dropping nothing on it, no crazy animated trailer or whatever the case is. So I don't know. You know, we didn't have so much to go on. But, you know, that's what – if it was on like a King of the Dot thing – and it was promo heavy, a huge announcement trailer. I mean, that would be fire. Plus, at the Bunker, I've been to those small room events for King of the Dot out west. I know how fire those are. Like, them shits are crazy. So I know it would be dope up there. It would be fire there. No question.
So, you and Diz, is it going to happen, though? Or is it just like you don't know right now up in the air?
It's really up in the air. It's up in the air. I haven't got the call, like, because honestly, I'm still gonna have to get paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just because the battle got messed up. It won't be a free battle to whoever it goes to. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I ain't mad at you, shit. Not mad at you at all.
Hey, it depends. Like, when they call, I'm with the kid, but I don't know. I'm still trying to. Dude got to give up that money, though. Dude from that event got to give up. He still got to get up that money.
Yeah.
That nigga's hiding right now somewhere.
The contract said before the performance, we get paid. Give me mine. So, yeah. They, but the queen, one thing I can say, queen of the ring, definitely we stuck together.
You can tell. You can tell.
That's the story. That's the best story y'all can get from anyone.
Hey. Well, oh. We appreciate you rocking with us and just dropping and what the fuck is going on. I wanted to hear from you and see what the fuck was going on. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. You know I fuck with y'all.
You already know, man. I appreciate that, boo. All
right.
Easy.
We fuck with you all. We appreciate it. All right.
All right, no problem.
All right. All right. Yeah, that shit is crazy, my dude.
That shit is crazy, man. Shout out to O coming on the show, giving us the behind-the-scenes inside scoop that we always look for. And making sure everything is good. Blog Talk is fucking up, bro. This shit is.
It's fucking up.
This shit is shaky, baby. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't want to. I don't. I know Rock's supposed to come on. I don't know. We should risk not getting it right.
Why? What you mean? I just call him on three-way.
Okay. Well, I'm saying. I'm thinking that might be the reason for the audio. Like the audio on the three-way. It's real shaky going through, like, three phones. That shit, like,
right.
comes out bad like we did before. We had one before we couldn't use. So, it's, like, it's shaky as fuck. And I can tell Blog Talk. I can see, like, the little, they're, like, little circuit things in there. It's just whack, bro. Fucking hate that. Ugh. Fucking Blog Talk, bro. God damn. I know, I know. And Rock is like one you got to be good money on, too. Like, listen.
You want to do your try? We already had a fishing on, you know what I'm saying? I was trying shit.
Yeah, we could.
You know what I mean?
We could. Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
Yo, introducing my nigga right now. You go, nigga. Austin over Rebel.
What's
against
good?
My nigga Taylor. What's good, Rock? Talk your shit.
What's good, my nigga? What's goody?
What's good?
Hey, gang, gun titles, what up? That mug shit. We in the building, yo. October 23rd, we lit, my nigga.
How lit are we, bro? Like, let's be real. How lit are we, nigga? You going to a nigga's turf. You on the Jersey, Newark, nigga.
Hey, yeah, that's it. My fault, bro. Call me. I'm stuck. Just
nah, you good.
Bro, you already know how we all look. This is like regular shit to me. You feel me? Like, this is what I came up doing. Like, I've been to so many niggas, different hoods in my time coming up, battling niggas. My nigga, this shit is like regular. This is regular scheduled shit. You feel me? Like, even though URL is home, I'm not from New York. If y'all don't know that, yeah,
you know, we know that people.
Know that.
443, nigga, we know.
443, no. Yeah, definitely. Every battle that I've done has never been home on camera. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all my off-camera battles are home. You know what I mean? Like, I've done so many battles that count, and none of them are home. What's going to be so different about this? What makes y'all think this is going to be any different?
Nah, Rock. Gotta be fair, my nigga. You know, I got you 1-2-1. Against Arsenal, I keep it tall, but it's a little different because you're battling a legend. You're battling the number two views, nigga, even though DNA took DNA 71 battles to get number one. That's a different story. But you battling, nigga, in this home turf. And I know Arsenal, he knows in the back of his brain, even though he's been doing this shit since Fight Club, he know you coming out to play. So I think the motivation is there for him also. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Art knows he has to battle. Like, he knows he has to battle. Like, this was something that was supposed to go down in Baltimore 2 years ago, honestly. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all might not know that. You feel me? This was something that me and Art had and was supposed to be set up in Baltimore 2 years ago in 2014, but it never happened. And, it's just finally taking place, and it's in his backyard now. You feel me? And I'm more than happy to come there and give him that.
Are you preparing any different for this one? I mean, I know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I always prepare the same, but you know, Arsenal ain't as normal as everybody else that I battle. So you know, I had to make shit a little special for this guy. You know what I mean?
Now, I just watched a battle with him and Cortez. Rodney and Timbo, we talked about it earlier this week. It felt like Cortez was trying to match Arsenal on the being disrespectful, because you know how disrespectful Ars can be. You talk about your mom, your seed and shit. Like,
right,
you feel you got to match him?
I feel like that shit could have worked in a different crowd. Ars is like he's like the one of the most loved black guys over there in King of the Dot. You know what I mean? Like one of their slaves. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Come on.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, of course it's going to look bad for Core. Like, maybe if it had happened in URL, it'll look different. That's good, yeah. Let me get a pack of them chocolate cigarillos. But, yeah, maybe it'll look different. You feel me? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I ain't coming to play his game or let him put me in no type of situation. You already know I'm going to just stay focused, do what I always do, switch it up, add a little new shit here and there, you know?
Now, you're a grown-ass man, Rock, so I want to ask you this. I know you're a grown-ass man. I'm going to ask you this question. Was it?
Hold up, bro. What'd you say?
I know you're a grown-ass man, so I want to ask you this question. This is respectful when I ask you this question. Was it hard for you to go to Smack and be like, bro, I'm taking my talents to Newark for a while? For, you know what I mean?
Nah, bro. I didn't go to Smack. Like, that wasn't nothing that I went to Smack about. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I usually do go to Smack and be like, what do you think about this, that, and the third? You feel me? And it wasn't no, like, no disrespect to Smack. Like, that's big home all day. You feel me? It was just Summer Madness wasn't going down, and that shit was, like, that shit kind of hurt me. You feel me? Like, I needed a check. You feel me? And it wasn't like I was just going to go anywhere and get it. But, you know, Oz came up with a good business proposition for me, and it just so happens that it worked perfectly because Summer Madness wasn't happening. I didn't have no battle lined up at the time. You know what I mean? I mean, I got something lined up after Ars, but that was already established before me and Ars already lined this up. So I was already, you know what I mean? Like, I'm good. Like, I didn't have nothing prior to this, you feel me, with URL. So I figured I had free time, you feel me? And on top of that, I needed the check. Like, it wasn't like no bullshit money, and it's not like I'm battling a nobody, you feel me? Like,
right.
The opponent is worthy. I mean, I'm sure Smack ain't really feeling the decision that I made, but...
That's what I'm saying, right? That's what I'm trying to get to, you know what I mean?
I'm sure he's not feeling the decision I made, but knowing where we come from, I know he respects it. Like, you know what I mean? And like, I've always kept it 100 with Smack and Beasley. Like, them is my brothers. Like, I talked to Beasley about this the other day, you feel me? Like, that's my nigga. Like, I'm URL for life. Like, that's my name. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, you know what I mean?
I mean, here's the thing.
A lot of people gonna look at it funny and this, that, and the third. Like, but like my nigga, like, come on, it's like I don't do this shit all the time. This is something y'all should want to see. You feel me?
I do.
You feel me? This is something niggas should want to see. And I mean, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. Don't think y'all gonna see Tay Rock on a whole bunch of different leagues now. Where I'm going with it, like, you know what I mean? Like, Arch was been supposed to go down. It don't matter if it was on URL, UW, fucking Hitman was supposed to set that shit up at the beginning of this year. Me and Arch been trying to get that shit done ourselves for years, my nigga. You feel me? Like, so fuck it. He got his own league. Why not make it happen? And they paid me the money that I wanted. So like, why not?
And Smack should know. Because, like you said, you're on the Summer Madness. You're on that roster. So since that didn't go down, it's not like you're just going to sit and wait. You know, this came up. The stars aligned, so why not go ahead and do it?
Right. No, definitely.
I feel it. Mm. That was my thing when we were talking about it. But, I mean, what have you, as far as URL goes, do you have a time frame of when you will be on that next card, obviously when the next card happens, but is there a time frame on that?
I don't really even want to. You know, there's a trailer that's supposed to be dropping, so I don't even want to even go. You know what I mean? I'm going to let the trailer drop.
Let's be real, my nigga. after Arsenal, the next nigga that we want to see you battle, my nigga, is Lum Nitty. Let's just keep it tall, my G. You don't got to tell this guy. You know what I mean?
That's what the world is talking about. I'm liking Lum Nitty right now. That's what everybody wants to see.
That's what I'm trying to see. You and Rum. Yo, you a Rum or you a Chess? Like, that to me, those are two battles I want to see K-Rock.
Right, listen, if I had a decision between either of the two, I'm definitely taking Rum. Because Chess is, like, not up there. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be a super.
Who, Chess?
You know what I mean?
Chess?
As far as,
you think Chess is a step back?
Of course.
But you don't think he's a young youth coming up?
Are we talking about in bars or in the game, period? Like, because that's definitely a step back in the game. Like, if I'm talking about Rum Nitty, I'm talking about somebody who came in the game, who's damn
right.
near about to be a million view nigga. All three of his battles that he just did in URL are over 500,000. Like, who is Chef Trez or Rum Nitty?
No, I didn't say Chef Trez. I didn't say Chef Trez. I said Chess.
Oh, my fault.
My fault.
It's my bad.
Chess.
It's my bad.
Nah, I like Chef Trez, but not yet. He ain't ready to rock yet. Nah, I fuck with young boy Chef Trez. I was saying Chess, though.
Now, that's a different story. I ain't know you said Chess. My bad. Now, of course. That's another one that I feel the same about Nitty that I feel about Chess. Like, they both have to go. You feel me? But I got a high respect for both of them dudes. Like, they both been putting in the pain. They both been getting niggas the fuck out of here. And they gotta see me. Like, definitely.
You know, one thing I fucks with you, Rock, that is out of the veterans and shit, I never see you crack on the young talent coming up. You never kick the young boys down on Twitter, on blogs, even. You know what I'm saying? I never see you kick them down. Is there a part of you that respects them? Because the situation when you have with clips and people try to count you out, so to you, you know that struggle the young boys are coming up. Am I wrong, right on that?
Of course. That used to be me.
Right, of course.
Definitely. I salute the niggas that really, really grind for this shit. Like, that used to be me, my nigga. Like, for real, like, working hard for this shit. Like, wanting the respect and niggas not giving it to me. Like, of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Now, gotta ask you this question, my nigga. Sugar Surf. What we doing?
Sugar Surf, you already know I'm rocking on some gun title shit. Sugar, come on. Listen. I've been seeing a lot of blogging from Sugar. I've never seen Sugar do this much blogging in my life. So hopefully he comes the way he's blogging, you feel me? And the nigga actually had a lot to say about me in one of those interviews. So I got a lot to say about him on Sunday. Know that.
Oh,
know that. It's like that.
Rock, one thing, man, I don't never worry about you bringing it, man. And that's one thing I salute you. I never worry about K-Rock slacking off. Why do you still have that hunger for all these years? Some niggas be like, man, I'm just getting a check. Of course you want the bread and shit, but some niggas just be like, it's just for the check. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to come in and give you my margin of 50 and shit. How do you still keep that hunger in rebellion shit, my nigga?
Right, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. Me and Khan just did an interview about this. Like, he just was in my crib and he was just, like, blogging on this. Like, I just told him, like there's a difference between niggas that battle and love this shit and niggas that battle for the money. Like, I was battling before money was even a factor in this shit. Like, I just battled because I love this shit, and I've been doing it for years. Money just became a factor in this shit just 4 or 5 years ago. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
I've been battling
right.
12 years. You get what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, that shit, like, I'm still hungry because I don't want to lose the money I'm getting at. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
I feel you.
These niggas is doing it for the money. Their hunger is not the same as a nigga that just loves this shit. You feel me? It's definitely not. Like, it shows. It shows, my nigga. Like, I've been doing this shit before YouTube. A lot of us have. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Like, when you say you battled before, where were you in BMO? What was the league name and all that stuff for the niggas that don't know where you know what I'm saying? Your story and shit, right?
There wasn't a league. It was like this dude, he would put out DVDs in our hood, and we would battle at different barbershops. The name of the DVD was Mixtape Legend. And,
okay.
It was popping out here for years. My nigga, actually, that's how Lux had found me. My nigga, like, Lux had found me off of
DVD
and called me to come battle Clips. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
I was 19 years old when he got a hold of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. But y'all come, right?
Yeah. That's fam. That's fam. But that's something that we found out, like, after the fact. Like, I didn't even know he was close to me. Like, it's not even, it's like somebody that Luck married and his people's is related to my people. Like, it ain't
got you.
Blood or nothing.
Oh, got you. But families regardless, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Rock, I wanted to ask you this real quick. One of your fellow battlers, John and Don, I want to kind of bring up his league. You know, they're dropping a lot of good stuff lately. What's your thoughts on bullpen?
Nigga. I fuck with John.
What's your thoughts on bullpen, what they got going on over there?
I support that. I support John. And, like, that's another thing. Like, I would do a battle day. I already told John, like, I would do a battle day. I don't feel like
we'll
have a problem with me doing a battle day. You feel me? Like, John's
right.
A part of the fam, and that's just what it is. You feel me? Like, even though Arts ain't a part of URL, you feel me? I don't feel like that's going to King of the Dot. Like, I feel like me going there is really, like, crossing the line. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I think so, you know.
I think I do that smacking and really going, like, yeah. That nigga can stay over there at King of the Dot.
So if you went to King of the Dot, RBE, or Syndicate Cartel,
RBE is dope. Black Ice Cartel is dope. You know what I mean? I actually never thought about picking battle day. I've actually seen a lot of people, like, telling me, like, yo, you need to battle on Black Ice. You need to battle on RBE. I've watched battles at RBE. I watched battles at on Black Ice. And, I mean, I wouldn't mind being a part of that. That shit is dope. But, you know what I mean?
Rock, I ain't gonna fuck, though.
I don't want niggas to get that fucked up. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing you
in Pat State battle, though. Rock, I wouldn't mind seeing you in Pat State get it in, though. I ain't gonna fuck.
Word, I wouldn't mind that either, though. That sounds crazy, right?
That sounds crazy. Rock, is that safe? That sounds a little crazy
Rock can't go with his relationship with Smack, going to King of the Dot. That's like you're going against your competition. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Oh, man.
I feel what Rock's saying.
I hear that. Yeah. Now, one last question, my nigga. Cave Gang, my nigga, I see what you're doing, bro. You got a mean squad over there. Bridge, Half, Young Cannon.
My nigga YK.
Shout out to YK. One of the most unappreciated battle rappers.
It's on some strictly cave shit. Like, right now, we're trying, like, I want to say about the beginning of next year, we're going to start going on a real rampage. Starting Gnome 6, we're going to start our rampage. And then going into next year, we're going to really start it.
Because you know what? I say that. I think I like YK, man. Like, that nigga is so nice, but he don't get the respect that he deserves to me, Rock.
He's nice, right. Exactly. And that's what we're here for. We're here to get him that. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Any last word before we go for Arsenal?
You said what, bro?
Before we go here, any last words for us?
Oh, man. I don't have no words for Arthur. Arthur is like kind of like a mastermind, so I kind of gotta watch what I say. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah,
like,
I feel it.
Very smart. You feel me? Like, I ain't gonna say too much on him about him on here, but on
right.
The 23rd, I got a lot for him. You just know that.
That's what it is. Rock Cave Gang, man. Rock. We appreciate you rocking with us. No pun intended, my nigga. You know I fuck with you heavy, nigga. Top five of my top five. You already know, man.
Nah, oh, wait. That's love, my nigga. Much love. Definitely, my nigga. I hope y'all niggas gonna be in the building, man.
I wish. I'm in Miami. I got kids and a wife, you know, that go rock. You know what I'm saying? But the pay per view.
Pay per view, y'all niggas.
I'm getting the pay per view, though.
Yeah.
We got the pay per view. Rolling my dad. I'm watching this shit. When this shit live, nigga, I got the hanging. I'm good. You feel me?
Bad.
How about you, my nigga? Salute.
Appreciate you, brother.
My nigga, 100.
Okay. Yo.
Crazy. Rocking on.
Yeah, man.
Yo, let me tell you something. Rock's not playing. Rock's not playing.
Rock ain't playing, son.
He is not playing. I'm excited for this one, Dre. I got to say it. I'm excited for this one. It's going to be fire. Salute to these guys. I'm glad they're making this happen. I'm glad Rock stepped out, and not like stepped out on Smack, but decided to do this. One, like we said, there's no Summer Madness. There's no Summer Madness. So
there's no talks of Gnome. There's none of that shit going on. So I'm not mad at Rock for doing that. I'm glad he's going to Jersey and doing what he's doing in Austin. That's, you know what I'm saying? I don't get no better than that.
I agree. I'm glad, too. I'm glad, too. It's something that they should do. So I'm glad they're doing it. I feel him on the King of the Dot thing, on the King of the Dot tip.
I don't, though. I don't.
Dre, that's
I don't. I'm going to keep it real, Timbo. I don't.
Dre, we just talked about this, man. You can't go from the Celtics to the Lakers or nothing, man.
I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing on the Rock going to King of the Dot Valentine's Day. I don't see nothing on that shit. Nothing. Nada. I think that should be fire. I'm going to look at it and say that should be better than Henry Hollow. For real. Dead ass. I think Rock and Pat State will be better than Pat and Hollow. They'll be right there with Pat and Hollow, Pat and Matt, Pat Ice, and Pat and Arsenal. Be right there in them orders right there.
I'll tell you what, I agree with you on that. Yep. I agree with you on that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I completely agree with you on that. I want to figure out how these interviews came out audio-wise before we do kind of a breakdown. I want to have to redo these breakdowns, and then I'll pull the card.
Right.
Shout-out Official and Rock for coming on the show. We got the details between behind the Queen of the Ring event. We're going to have that out. Tay Rock, of course, battling Arsenal October 23rd. You dub in Jersey. In Jersey.
Mm.
It's going down, man. That's what we do over here. We get the exclusives. It is what it is, man. Just deal with it. Go to sleep. Have fun. Have a better tomorrow. That's my new slogan. That's the new slogan. Have a better tomorrow. You all already know what it is, man.
Oh, man.
We're doing three segment shows each time. This is just what we do over here, baby. This is what it is. So shout out to everybody coming on the show. My bro Dre honed it down right here. Three Letterman. Crazy, man. This is my brother right here. Family. It is what it is. Everybody just understand that. PSA motherfucking radio, my bro Dre. Take us out, my G.
Man, shout out to Official. Shout out to fucking my nigga Tay Rock. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. Got some other niggas. I see B Dot hitting my phone up. Got Holla and Verb. A couple, you know what I'm saying? Try to get Bonnie on. So, you know, we grinding, man. There it is, man.
Let's get it. More shows coming. You guys already know. It's going to be a big one. It's what it is.
Holla.
Shout out to everybody, man. We out.